Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it's the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hi there, Paul.
Hi, Mark.
Good to see you once again. And you are talking about one of the most common requests you get from people when they first come to see you is they say, I just want a simple plan.
Yeah, that's right.
We started that exploration last week. What is simple? Maybe not so simple. You wanted to start this week with a quote from Leonardo.
Yeah, I used it last week, so why not start this week with it? And Leonardo da Vinci said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And so when we seek after something that is simple, when we gain knowledge, because we used a couple scriptures last week from Proverbs 14, and it was talking about that the simple believe everything, but the prudent give thought to his steps, or that the prudent are crowned with knowledge. And so I think that as we discover and learn about the issue of estate planning, what we really uncover is that there really is no such thing as a simple plan. And I know that that's painful to hear, but that is unfortunately the truth. So I want to spend a little more time this week in uncovering what does it mean to be simple? What are people actually looking for? And can we create a simple plan? And Confucius, because he was confused, I thought I'd mention him too. Okay. He said, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. And that's almost in contradiction to what Leonardo da Vinci said, which is simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And what I think is that we live in a complicated world nowadays. It's not just as easy as farming a piece of land and then having your kids raise it and just passing it to them. And so as we have continued through history, what I see is that the law has become more complicated. Taxes are more complicated. People's desires are more intricate and more complicated. And so therefore, unfortunately, I'm not so sure that Confucius was right, that simplicity is really what life is about, and we just keep making it more complicated. I think this world makes it more complicated. Mm-hmm. And since we are to be in the world but not a part of it, I think that there are solutions, but we need to have the conversation around it, because there can be ways that we can get to the right conclusion, and it doesn't have to be a 10,000-page document. We can get to the right conclusion, but it's got to start with having the conversation of what are your desires. And so simplicity, it can be achieved, but probably not in the way that most people come to me and say, I want a simple plan. So I think that those are diametrically opposed, but I don't know. We'll uncover a little bit more about it.
Well,
today.
Maybe people aren't necessarily meaning simple. You said simple means they want a cheap plan.
Yeah.
But you wanted to say also it's okay for it to be more basic, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are ways to achieve it. So last week we talked about just signing up an account for a beneficiary transfer. Mm-hmm. And what I want people to hear is that may be exactly the right strategy. The problem is I don't know if it's the right strategy until we sit down and we talk. I don't know if that's the right strategy until I give you some education, until we give you some knowledge about what are the options in estate planning. What does it mean to do estate planning? And what does it mean to do biblical estate planning? And we run educational workshops trying to give individuals this opportunity to gain that wisdom and gain that knowledge. As a matter of fact, we have one coming up Tuesday, June 2nd. It'll be at 7 p.m. You can head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com, and there's an opportunity for you to sign up. And it is this discussion of, well, how do we get to a plan that is actually going to work, but yet not have so much complication. And last week I asked the question, if someone is asking for a plan that is simple, do they mean that it's simple for them because they don't want to spend money and do too much work? Or do they mean simple to ensure that it is handed off properly and with the proper vision to whomever it's supposed to be handed to? And those would be very different discussions for those two clients. I want something that's easy for me because I don't want to work too hard at this. Okay. Although my response would be, your family is worth you working, putting in some work and time and energy and passion and finances to get this right. Versus the person who comes in and says, I want to make sure that what I leave behind is not a colossal mess, because that is also simplicity. The document may be a little bit thicker, but ultimately we get to simple because the document tells us step by step of what to do, versus a document being so broad that nobody really knows what to do. We know who to give it to, but that may be it. So yeah, some people need something that is more basic. That there is no doubt about it. The question is, though, what does that mean? And we've got to uncover it for each individual. So therefore, we have educational opportunities to try to give you some wisdom to help you start to actually really uncover what are some of your values. What do you think is basic or simple? And what does that term mean to you? Without having that first foundational educational time, it's really hard for you to even understand what you mean by simple. And so we need to uncover. We need to uncover. That's the word I want. Yes, that's right. Those words are what I'm seeking. So again, head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. We have a session. It's going to be held by webinar. So you need to have the ability to click on a button that comes in an email. So we send you an email. If you can open up that email and click a button, it'll open up a web session. And we don't even require that you have a camera. So as long as you have speakers so you can hear us communicate, because you're going to have speakers on your computer, or if you have a laptop, usually they come with speakers already. If you can click a button and say, yes, I want to join that, then that's how simple it is to get into our web sessions. So this isn't intended to be complicated. It's supposed to be simple. That was kind of a little bit of a joke there, since we're talking about simple. But we want to give you the education. So head over to legacyandfaith.com, sign up, and we'll get you on board with this upcoming June 2nd on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. session, so we can get you the right information.
Okay, so what are some of the factors that need to be looked at for an estate plan, for a basic plan, or even a more involved plan?
Yeah, so, and it's really what I've been talking about, which is the first thing that I need to uncover is, what are your objectives? Now, the difficulty in that question is that sometimes people don't even know what their objectives should be, or what questions are the right questions to ask to uncover those. That's why after you've gone through a workshop, we actually sit down and extend a complimentary opportunity to have a time with an attorney in our office to uncover some of your personal needs, because we have to ask the questions. So again, I want you to hear this. There is a no cost, no obligation opportunity workshop. Then if you go through that workshop, we extend to you an opportunity, again, without cost, to have a chance to sit down and talk through what are your objectives. That is the biggest key that we need to uncover. So what are some of the factors that need to be looked at? Well, number one, we need to understand your family. So who are the players in this thing called estate planning? Who are the ones that are going to receive finances? What are their financial positions? What are their ages? Do they have disabilities? Are they good with money management, or do they like to spend? Or are they actually savers, but they just don't have any financial wisdom? So it's just not their gifting. Look, people are created differently. Just because someone doesn't have knowledge about how to manage and take care of finances doesn't mean that they're bad, that they're stupid, or anything else. It just may not be their gifting. So if that's true, and they're a good kid, how do we get the right people around them so that they can be successful with those finances? So it's not about who's bad or who's dangerous, who's on drugs or who has special needs. It just might be the conversation that says, I don't think that they're really good with money. They don't spend it wildly, but they just need some really good people around them. Well, then we need to include that in the plan, don't we? Because we want to hand things off so that the next generation can be successful in fulfilling their God-given purposes and that we can have a kingdom influence. So some of the factors are, who are the players? And not only that, but who are the players? Who are the individuals who are going to step up to the plate should you need assistance during your lifetime? Because estate planning is as much about making sure that you are safe, making sure that you have the right people around you during your lifetime.
In this lifetime, yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because if you need help, if you have a mental incapacitation, if you have a physical disability that is going to distract you or cause a time in your life that you are unable to manage your finances or be able to communicate with doctors or understand the appreciate the nature and complexity of medical decisions, then we need to have the right people around you to ensure your personal safety during your lifetime. That's why everyone needs an estate plan. It's not about how much money you have. It's about ensuring that the documents will protect you during your lifetime and then protect those when you pass away. So all of these different factors, what are your value of money? Do you have a specific vision? Do you have specific property that you need to give to certain people? All of these things need to be discussed. And all of these things then have a factor in the documents that we ultimately produce. And so we can't just do this. In my opinion, the average individual just can't do this on their own. Going to an internet website that allows you to build your own estate plan without any explanation, without any guidance, is a setup for disaster. So yes, it's good that you have a document, but the document is not magic. It is not going to fulfill your purposes unless it specifically states what your intent and purposes are. So simplicity is the ultimate complication. Well, we need to ensure that this plan speaks to what your passion is, to what your heart is, and how do we protect you. That ultimately creates a very simple and functional plan. And so we want to give you more information. We, as we've already talked about, we have a educational workshop coming up on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. It is done by webinar. And so therefore, head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com, and click the seminar or workshop button. And let's get you involved in these upcoming workshops, because it's too important that we not have the right information so that we can get to the right conclusion in this area.
That's at legacyandfaith.com. Back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
Hi, this is Paul Grant from the Legacy and Faith Show. I want to remind you that we have a workshop coming up, The Truth About Estate Planning, A Biblical Perspective. That's coming up on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. You can head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com, and get more information and sign up. Again, that's legacyandfaith.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. And continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
I'm with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show this week, looking at a simple plan. I want a simple plan. It can be simple. It can be basic, but it needs to be well thought out. And you're looking at some of the basics of what a good estate plan will always have, Paul.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation. We need to think through what does an estate plan need. And then how do those needs fit within your desires and your personal vision? So ultimately, I think what people are really seeking after, even when they come into the office, say, I want something that's simple, is really what they're talking about, is I want to ensure that I hand anything we do, I want to hand it to the next generation, or I want to hand it to my spouse. So if you're married out there, I don't think you want to create a mess for your spouse, okay? So you do all this work and then it doesn't get transitioned properly to your spouse. That's a problem. So I really think what people are after is I want to make something that is easy and smooth on those that are receiving it, whether it's a spouse or whether it's kids, whether it's charities, whether it's other people in your life. It doesn't matter who is going to ultimately receive everything. The question is, are they going to receive it in a way that is smooth, and does it accomplish the ultimate purpose and vision of what I had? So there's three things that we always need to look at, and we should be running an estate plan through these three filters.
Okay.
So number one, in order to create a plan that works, in other words, accomplishes your goals, in other words, accomplishes a smooth transition, number one is we need to make sure that you are always in control of your plan. And so everyone likes control. We are made in the image of God, and God is in control of things. So therefore, we like to demonstrate that image of our Creator. We like to be in control. In other words, we have been given dominion over certain things, bank accounts, over investment accounts, over property, over vehicles. And we want to exert control. So we don't want to create a plan that ultimately relinquishes that control from you. We want you to be able to speak now, but then change your mind down the road if indeed that is what is necessary. So number one, filter number one, we always want to run things through the filter of, are you in control? Number two, does it protect you and those around you during your lifetime? And we just mentioned a little bit about that during this show, which is if you ever ran into a time that you had a disability or were incapacitated, are you still in control? So you lose control by not speaking to the circumstance before you were ever in that circumstance. So in other words, we should be able to create a plan today that empowers you at a time that you've lost power. How does that happen? Because we get the right people around you. We've given them instructions on what to do with the money. Look, a simple plan is not less words. A simple plan or a good plan tells people what to do so that they have the confidence to do it right, and simultaneously protects them from other voices. So if they have siblings and one sibling is in charge of the finances, but yet the other siblings go, no, that's not what mom or dad would do. Have you created a simple plan? Less words does not equate to simple. Actually, it's usually the opposite, which is good instructions equate to simplicity, which may take a couple extra pages, but good instructions give direction so that they know exactly what to do. And if someone else questions it, they have the document to say, no, here, you read it. And this is clear instruction. To me, that is simple, is that we've gotten the right conclusion before you have ever become incapacitated to set people up for success. And so less words doesn't mean simple. Actually, it's the opposite. So that's filter number two. Are we protecting you, and are we protecting those who need to assist you? Do we have the right people to assist you? Then number three is ultimately what we've talked about in the past couple shows is are we handing off things to the next generation or to those that you are that you leave behind? Again, whether charities, people, children, it doesn't matter. Are we leaving them with the same type of instructions, with the same opportunity to reach their destiny and fulfill their kingdom purposes? So do you want to leave a mess behind? I think ultimately that's what people are talking about when they talk about simplicity. But the yin and the yang in that is that if some people think simplicity means a short document or few words, and that is oftentimes just not possible. Oscar Wilde said that simplicity is few words, but he was not a tax attorney in 2020. Right. And so therefore, that may have a literary effect, but it does not equate to estate planning. Mm. And so therefore, less words does not mean simple. Mm. And so really, ultimately, I think that what most people desire out of an estate plan is that it actually functions exactly as they've set it up. And if we can get to that, regardless of whether it's a few pages or whether it's multiple pages, the size of the document is irrelevant. The question is it clear? Is it concise? And does it fulfill the objective that we set out for it to fulfill? And if we can say, yes, it left you in control, it protected you during your lifetime, and it accomplished your final vision, then I think we have a simple plan because it actually functioned as designed. And unfortunately, most do not. So head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com. We have an upcoming seminar where we're going to talk more about this, which is a biblical perspective to estate planning. And that's on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. So head over to legacyandfaith.com and get signed up for our workshop. We want to be able to get you this proper information so we can have the discussion.
And you wanted to discuss a little bit at the end of the show today, again, your perspectives on keeping our heads spiritually focused during these difficult times.
Yeah, and so what maybe the word that we could have used in the last part of this discussion is confidence, is that we want to make sure that you have a plan that gives you confidence that it's going to work. And so as we look at our spiritual lives, I want to leave you with a couple scriptures here. I may have talked too much. We may only get to one, but that's okay. So let's take a look at 1 John chapter 5 and at verse 14. It says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God." So everything that I've been trying to give you today is the ability to create a plan with confidence. Well, how about our confidence in our relationship with God? We need to have confidence that we can come before Him in difficult times. And I know that many of you are anxious out there. It's okay to have those feelings. But what I encourage you to do is to have the confidence to come before our Heavenly Father, because He is our solution. He has our answer. And so here, John is giving us some insight. So what is the confidence that we have? That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that if He hears us, that whatsoever we have asked, we know that we will have it from Him. And so what's our confidence? Our confidence is that we are radically loved by God. And so therefore, by the blood of Jesus Christ, when you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you have asked Him into your heart to forgive your sins and allow Him to be the King of your life, then the Bible says that you have become born again. And when you have become born again, you have become a child of God. When you are a child of God, you begin to experience this radical love of our Heavenly Father. And that radical love gives us confidence to come before Him. Now, this term of He hears us when means that He is turning His ear towards our petition. You know, when my children call out my name, when they say daddy, my ear and my attention turns towards them because I'm familiar with their voice. But yet, why do they call out to me? Because they have the confidence that their earthly father loves them and will help them, that I will be there to pay attention and hear their need. Now, I may not be able to immediately be able to get there with what their request is, but they know that when they say Daddy, Abba Father, that it is going to turn my attention. Do you know that your Heavenly Father, His ear and His attention turns towards you when you cry out to Him? Why? Because He is radically in love with you. Because His entire setup of this earthly system has been a rescue plan so that He can demonstrate His love and His grace and His mercy to His people. When you give yourself to Him, when you call out to His name, our confidence is that He loves us and that He is turning His ear towards you. So call out to your Heavenly Father. He is there because He adores you.
Amen. Some of the heart of Paul Grant, estate and tax planning attorney, and the Legacy and Faith Show here on KCIS. Again, an upcoming webinar, June 2nd. Find out more about that and a whole lot more at legacyandfaith.com. Thanks so much, Paul. We'll see everybody next time.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.